This is odd. You know what, Lumi? Don't question it. In the list of strange places you've woken up, this is pretty nice.
Looms, oh, I'm so glad you're awake. Ray, get in here.
Oh, hi. Yvette, was it?
Very funny, Looms.
Yep, that was a joke.
Lumi, how are you feeling?
Not bad. Bit out of it. Ray, was it?
Lumi, did you hit your head? Did the healer check for head injuries?
No, I didn't hit my head. I have got a splitting headache, though.
I knew we should have asked him to leave a potion for pain.
Calm down, Ray. Looms isn't dying. You heard the healer say they couldn't find anything wrong. Maybe she just needs a relaxing day. What do you think, Looms?
Yeah, relaxing is good. And as comfy as this bed is, I wouldn't mind some fresh air.
I don't know. I'd feel a lot better if you stayed in bed.
Looms wants to go out, though.
Yeah, Loomis wants to go out.
Fine. I can never say no to you two. But something easy. Maybe we can all go to that winter festival?
I'll grab the booze.
Yvette, no! And she's gone.
So, boozy winter festival it is.
Oh my heavens, Ray. I have forgotten all about that.
Oh, you really cried.
I was 7, and you two know that I feel my emotions strongly.
You do? Yeah, you sure do.
That's true. I remember that day we asked you out. I swear, there was a little tiny tear that came from those deep, dark eyes of yours.
Are you flirting with me?
You know it, Ray Ray.
Good.
I'd sure love to hear more about that day.
You don't remember?
Oh, no. Of course I do. I just really love hearing it from you guys.
I do tell a great sexy story. Well, Looms, you and I were out dancing at our favorite club, the Elderflower, when in walked this cool drink of water and,
Hold on. So sorry. Do we know her?
Who? I don't see anyone.
Oh. Sorry. I must still be a little out of it.
You're tired. Ooh, maybe some hot cocoa will get your strength up.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I'll come along.
Just because you don't like chocolate doesn't mean we can't enjoy our lives.
It's not that I don't enjoy chocolate. The sugar just makes me a bit rumbly, you know that.
I know, but it's funny hearing you say rumbly.
It was pretty funny.
Mean?
Ray Ray, we're kidding. You know we love you.
And I love you both too, dearly. Now let's walk to get you hot cocoa before I change my mind.
Yep. Love and stuff. Anyway, hot cocoa. Let's get moving. Ooh, this smells so good.
Don't drink it yet, Looms. It's gonna be...
Ow! Ah, wow, that's hot.
Hot.
She never learns.
I learn plenty. I'm just stubbornly impatient. Hey, are we being watched?
Dolores. You know her. You shop at her tricky chocolate spot all the time, and she's running.
Looms, what are you doing?
I'll get her, but we are taking her straight back to the healer.
I am not losing track of you this time. Ah. Got you. Burn this wench. Lama.
You crazy witch? What?
not letting you get away and leave me in this weird, loving, and kind universe.
Oh, wait a second. You say that like it's a bad thing.
I'm not made for a committed relationship, much less to two people.
I don't know. This universe's Lumi has always seemed pretty happy. I kind of thought you'd run into her by now.
Dolores, take me back. You know you can't leave me here.
Yeah, I can. If I bring you back to your universe, you'll regain your strength and come after me again. Can't have that, now can we?
Regain? I'm fine. You saw that big fireball.
I did. Now do it again.
What?
Do another one.
If you say so. Ignis. Ignis!
The great and powerful Luminaris. Nothing but a pretty face now, huh?
What is going on? I should be well rested and that potion hadn't expired. Hey!
Okay, Lumi, let's leave the poor shopkeeper alone and, did you start these fires?
Rain, let me go! I'm on important business.
Business? You mean you're investigating? Lumi, you told us you stopped that years ago.
What? Why would I stop? Rain, she's getting away!
She's running away because you threw a fireball at her! Lumi, I'm sorry to do this, but... for your own good, Lumi.
Hey, you put me down this instant. Don't make me throw a fireball at you too, Ray.
This is for your own good, Lumi. You clearly need to go back to the healer.
Oh, welcome back. We weren't expecting to see you so soon.
There's clearly something wrong.
Okay. Well, before you go in, let me update your translation spell so you can understand the doc.
Thank goodness.
Okay, that should do it. Just sign here and you guys can head right in.
She's acting odd.
Hey. More odd than usual.
Hey. Ugh. Can you at least warm up your hands this time?
Is this really necessary? Sorry.
The great and powerful Guminaris doesn't need sleep. Rude.
Lumi, maybe some rest is a good idea.
Okay, but maybe can I take a bit to go? I have things to do.
Looms?
Fine. As if it'll even work anyway.
Lumi!
Huh? What?
Lumi!
Dolores?
Hey there, hot stuff.
What in the seven hells are you doing here?
Oh, I can't check on my neighbor?
Dolores, what do you want?
Ugh, you're no fun. Fine, I'm bored.
Seriously?
No one is ever going to catch me. I come and go and find new trinkets, and no one catches me. You're the only one who's even been remotely close, although clearly you aren't a match for me either.
So what? You were hoping I'd want to hear your life story?
Oh, no. I'm not that vain. But I need something new and interesting. You're pretty interesting, Lumi.
Thank you.
I've been trying to figure out what's different between this universe and yours. You see, the Lumi here is so happy, content, loved, and in a healthy relationship with two different people. But you, on the other hand...
Is this just bag on Lumi Day? What's your point, Dolores?
Something happened in your past. Something big. What was it?
I don't know.
Penny, I was hoping for a good story. Well, on to Plan B.
I don't think I'm going to like Plan B.
Do you like it here? I do. Everything is so quaint and comfortable compared to everywhere else I've traveled.
Honestly, I hate it. Everyone expressing their emotions in a healthy way. Ugh, gross.
I don't know. I saw how happy you were with Yvette and Rye. They're really lovely people, aren't they? Yvette, so full of fire and passion. Rye, the big, strong man, full of empathy and love for his friends.
They're chill. What's your point?
What if they didn't have to know you weren't from here?
Surely I'd run into Lumi 2.0 eventually.
Not if she's out of the picture.
How so? No.
Yep, I've got her tied up at my place. And no, not for the reason you're thinking of. All you've got to do is come over with me and kill her. Won't that be fun?
You have gone full bananas, haven't you?
Just think about it. It'd be so easy. You come over with me, take her out, come back, and live happily ever after. Oh, you are considering it. Wonderful.
All right. Can you get me out of here without anyone noticing?
Oh, sweetie. I think you know I can.
Ow! That still hurts.
Oh, buck up, Lumi. It's go time.
Okay. How am I supposed to do this?
Well, I thought you'd feel more comfortable using magic since the alternatives are so... messy.
My magic doesn't seem to be working here. Unless you know a way to fix that?
Funny you should ask. I picked up some pixie dust just for the occasion. Dig in.
Ah, cocaine magic. Okay, let's get this over with. Glacio. Wow, Dolores. You really didn't see that coming? All right. Where do you keep that stupid thing? Aha! Okay, let's see. I do not know what any of these buttons mean. Button, button, button. Oh, that kind of looks like a home button. Ooh.
Lumi! Oh, Lumi, thank goodness.
Lumi!
Oh, good. I'm back.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm back, and... alone again!
Lumi, come here. It's okay.
It's not, though. I push everyone away. I'm too afraid of losing someone I love, so I push them away before I can love them, and... I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry, Richard. I know I did that to you, too. Goddess, I'm such a garbage human.
It's all right.
Oh, hi, excuse me.
Helen, this is a bit of a bad time. Leave whatever it is on my desk and I'll look at it later.
Oh, actually, sir, it's not for you. Luminaris, I take it?
Yeah?
We've received an urgent communication from Beauville requesting your assistance.
Here, let me. Luminaris Brimstone. Your assistance is urgently requested in Bowie.